child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. This day's to bring him not the baby.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. I'm Ray Dog.
And I'm Sherelle Renee.
Wait, hold up. I usually say I'm R-E-S-D-O-G-G. Anyway, as you can see, I'm into my gobble, gobble, gobble.
He's a turkey.
Which brings us to the topic, why is turkey the official bird of Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
I mean, quite frankly, I don't like the taste of it. It's dry and it's tasteless. But what do you think?
It depends on how it's cooked. My grandma can cook a really good turkey. And then, you know, turkey also, you can make different things with turkey. Like, once it's done, you don't just have to use, you can make turkey salad, you can make turkey sandwiches. And it's a big bird, so you can feed, like, the whole family.
Who the heck cares about the damn family? I'm talking feeding myself.
Okay. Well, that's probably why it's the Thanksgiving bird.
I don't know.
Don't you love when your family comes over and everyone's there and you get to just, you're shaking your head now?
No.
You don't like when your family comes
over? I don't. In fact, the best thing I could have done was move far away as possible. No, I never liked it. Even as a kid, growing up, I never liked, you know, just the whole process. Come on, you gotta clean your bedroom. You have your nephews and cousins coming over. You gotta straighten up the house, do this and do that. Just like,
you don't like to clean up?
No, I'm not saying that. I just don't like having a whole bunch of people over. I mean, they get into your stuff. I'm a person, when I have my own personal stuff, I don't want anyone touching it. And when you have these people over, let me see, and they break your stuff, I want them to just smash them, you know? It's making me angry.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, Thanksgiving is very sentimental for me because I have like a big family. And just the other day, I was talking to my cousin Myron, and she was like, we don't have any family anymore. And it's kind of sad because like all these like important people in my life have recently passed away. Like my Aunt Jessie, who I was like really close to, she was like a mom to me. And she, like, we would always do holidays together. My grandfather just passed away like last year. And you know, these are like staples in my life and in my family, and now it's like they're not here anymore. You look bored.
Yes, indeed.
I just don't like sentimental crap.
It's not crap.
I'm sorry.
It's not crap. I mean, it's my family.
Well, my family, I love them too, but they could stay thousands of miles away. That's fine for me. That's what they made the phone for. Hi, happy Thanksgiving. Click.
That's why you eat Thanksgiving alone.
Speaking of eating Thanksgiving alone, last year I did a Thanksgiving dinner and everyone was sad for me. They said, oh, Ray Dog, you should have someone to eat with. No one should have to eat alone. People, that was like heaven for me. I loved eating alone, watching football. It was perfect. So don't feel bad for me this year. This is how I want it. Believe me. This is how I want it. I don't need the little chicken heads running around the place.
Okay. Back on topic. Why is the turkey the Thanksgiving bird? So I did some research.
Oh, cool. Let's see what you got there.
All right. So, many believe the pilgrims had turkey on their first Thanksgiving, but although we know that's probably not true. In fact, it's probably more likely they either had cod or seal or lobster.
Hey, lobsters eat the crap from the bottom of the ocean. Come on, let's be honest.
Okay.
Why would you like lobster?
It's good, it's seafood.
You're eating sea crap is what you're eating.
I wanted other to say animals that eat crap.
Like what?
Like, what do chickens eat?
Chickens
eat whatever the hell's on the ground.
The chickens I eat are raised on a farm.
Pigs eat everything. If you eat pork, you might want to think about what you're eating.
I don't eat pork anymore.
You don't eat food. You eat nothing.
Well,
you starve yourself.
I'm trying to work on that, but I'm gaining weight. I guess the stomach is gonna get nutrition any way it can, I guess.
So your lonely Thanksgivings, you have a lot of time on your hands.
It's not lonely, I love it.
So much time.
I can play my PS3. I got, hey, come on guys, play me in Tekken. RVHDOWG_DOGG. Sign up. Sorry.
You notice that he had redecorated the studio a little. You got a little Christmas tree over here. Tell us about this tree, Reyna. Well,
I always like to do things different, so I wanted to please everyone. So for the evil ones out there, I got a snake.
Hey!
I got some monkeys for the racist people who called me a monkey. You get the bomb on that one.
Yeah, you get the bomb for racism.
And I just got some bulbs. I thought they looked like, you know, Chinese stuff. I like Asian stuff. I don't know.
If you got any Christmas decorating tips, send them to us so we can give those to the viewers.
Yeah, I'd like to see what you got. Take some pictures. Send them to us. We'd like to see them. Yeah. We'll probably share them with on one of our next shows.
And you know, that's a tip too, guys. Thanksgiving Day is a great day to have the family over, decorate your tree, decorate your house, get all your decorations up so that the decorations can stay up through the holidays.
That's true, I agree with that. I only put this up for the studio. Who the hell cares about the decorations, if you ask me?
Okay. Only thing about decorations, keep them up through New Year's, but like January 2nd, take them down. I can't stand when it's like February and people still have their Christmas decorations up. Seriously, like, you're just lazy. And do you pay a light bill? Because they have to be running up your light bill, seriously.
Yeah, like, have you ever seen some of these big houses? I mean, if you look at the yard, they've got lights everywhere. It's like, come on, people, you're not lighting up the whole town here.
I mean, but I do like to see the light shows. Like, when people decorate their houses and you drive through, like, a whole town of lights, that is pretty dumb.
Yeah, but it's just wasting energy. Obama people, who would care about that?
Shut up.
Global warmers? Al Gore the punk? Ow, ow.
Moving right along here. So, anyways, I did some research on why we think the turkey is served on Thanksgiving. So, apparently, Queen Elizabeth, when she was celebrating her fall harvest, she would serve baked goose.
Goose is good.
Is it?
I like goose. I mean, it's way tastier than turkey. No, I better not tell this story.
I want to hear it.
Okay, well, so when I was young, my friend and I, we had some BB guns and we wanted to go hunting. So this was my first kill ever. I killed a dove.
A dove, like a beautiful white dove that you released at weddings?
Well, no, the brown one. He had brown and like some black spots. So I shot him. I saw him coming down. Ew! So I was like, yes, a kill. So my friend and I looked over it as it flapping his wings on the ground, and my friend said, you know, we should take this home and eat it. I was like, really? We could eat dove? He was like, it won't poison us? We're like, yeah, it should be fine. So I gutted it out, cleaned it, and that was the tastiest damn meal I ever had. It really was. You gotta try dove. It's delicious.
I'm not doing that.
I just think it's delicious. Come on, someone out there who's eating dove, get back to us. You gotta
That's not an animal that you eat. I mean, I will say I'm happy that you didn't just leave it there to die. Because if you're going to kill an animal, use all the pieces of it that you can. I heard that from a hunter. You know, you don't just kill them just for the kill. You must use them. So I guess that's good.
Well, you know what? I want to try deer. I heard that tastes
good. Oh, deer. That would be... But like Bambi.
Bambi, he's a figment of the imagination, like Santa Claus. Oh, sorry, kids.
Okay, so anyways, so she would serve baked goose, Queen Elizabeth. And then when she heard about the Spanish Armada being sank, when they were going to attack England, she was so happy that she ordered an additional roast goose. So Englanders were so accustomed to roast goose being associated to celebrations that they would have all their celebrations in the new colony would be filled with wild geese and their big birds, so they could have plenty for the whole colony. And just became a tradition of serving turkey.
You know, that's a bird to have. It's big and delicious, and it's not big and dry like a turkey. I just don't like the taste of it.
You don't like a lot of things about animals, do you?
Well, not really. I mean, okay, when I was... No, this is not a Thanksgiving story that you guys want to hear.
I want to hear it.
All right, kids, I think you should cover your ears. Because I said kids, not you. Okay, so, I grew up on an island, and there's a lot of tropical animals and stuff. So, we used to have these little lizards running around. So, I used to catch them. And my friend used to like this. I used to, grab his head in my hand like this, and grab this. I used to take the head, behead it like that. It used to make a sound. So, I used to go around and do it, because my friend in car, he said, it's cool. I'm sorry, but I was only 8 years old, so you can't punish me for that.
Oh, I'm speechless right now.
My mom didn't like it. I got a butt whooping for that. She said, "Leave God's creatures alone."
Why would you do that? Like, that's disgusting. You would just. It would bleed and everything, and you just...
Well, it wouldn't get time to bleed. I would smash it like Samson and just grind it into the ground.
Why did I ask to hear the story? That's my fault. I apologize. Animal rights, if you're listening, Ray Dog.com. I have nothing to do with his opinions, views, or murders.
I was 8 years old. It's better than what I did to the hamster.
Okay, so if you're a serial killer and you're 8 years old, it's okay until you're an adult.
Until you're 12, you don't have to answer for your sins. It goes on the parents. So go ahead and... No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Again, I'm not in agreement with any of his views. This is strictly his opinion. I'm just a guest on this show. Okay.
Co-host, you're not a guest.
Moving right along. Okay, so, also, what am I talking about? Turkey.
We're talking about gobble, gobble, gobble.
Okay, we're talking about turkeys here. All right, so that's what my research basically came out with. And you know what? I really believe that the Native Americans probably introduced the turkey. I mean, because if you think about it, like, they are big birds, and on their tribes, they would probably use those birds to feed the whole tribe, you know? And then on the land that they were in, there was probably lots of wild turkeys around. So I'm assuming, so don't say I don't know what I'm talking about because I may not, that the Native Americans probably introduced the turkey to Thanksgiving.
Well, oh, never mind. I won't say. Sorry, Turtle. I was going to say something, but...
Something against Native Americans?
I'm just kidding. I was gonna say they're the ones who are responsible for this tasteless bird.
Alright, so I've also come up with some tips for Thanksgiving for you guys. Okay?
I got a tip. Leave the turkey in the store.
And you know what else is weird though? Why do people at your job give you turkeys? You come home with like 5 turkeys for Thanksgiving.
You're right. You
get them from work. They give them away at the grocery store.
I just came up with a cool idea. Get some dynamite, stick it inside the turkey, and kaplow it, blow it out.
You have a very sick sense of humor, yeah. The sad part about it is he's probably not joking. He could literally go do that. So, animal rights, Ray Dog.com. All right, any more animal stories you want to talk about until...
No.
No? All right. Here's a tip. My first tip for Thanksgiving. See this dress I'm wearing here? Lots of room in it. Wear loose clothes. You don't want to get stuck at the table unbuttoning your pants because you ate too much, but you want to have room for all that great food.
I would say the opposite. Wear regular clothes, and if you're full, stop eating. Don't be a nasty pig. Sorry.
Okay. Or don't be a nasty pig. I say wear loose clothes to eat as much as you want. Next tip. Cook a lot of the meal the day before you serve it. So if you do that, you won't have to be stuck on the day of Thanksgiving trying to prepare all your food.
I agree with that, but I just didn't like it when I was growing up and my mom would say, come on, you gotta help me do this. I just want to be a kid, play my video game. I gotta get ready for all these idiot family members coming over. It's sickening.
Okay, tip number two, measure ahead of time.
Measuring what? Okay, girl.
Measure out all your ingredients and stuff the day before, so once you start to make your meal, it'll save a lot of time for it to get your food prepared.
How much food you gotta prepare? People just come over. You know what I hate? The people who just bounce from house to house. They get your own food. Why do you gotta come and eat my food?
Because they want to visit their family, their friends, everyone. It's Thanksgiving. Give thanks for the people in your life.
That's what the phone is for.
Okay, but when Thanksgiving originated, there were no phones.
That's true. You gotta grow with the times.
Oh my god. Alright. Next tip. Plan the menu and the theme of your Thanksgiving dinner. So, Emeril Lagasse says that you should always try to break away from tradition, if I can speak here. So don't always cook the same things. Cook some different things. Make a theme around what you're cooking. You know, maybe not turkey this year. Maybe we could have alligator. I know that sounds random.
Come again?
No. But okay, when I went to New Orleans, they served alligator, and it's really good.
You ate alligator.
I ate alligator.
Are you talking about my dog?
You ate a dove that you killed in a field. Like, I went to a restaurant, and alligator was on the menu. I was in New Orleans. I wanted to try some new things, so it was good.
I'm curious to know what that tasted like.
It tastes like, it was different.
Chicken. It didn't taste like chicken.
No, it's a softer meat. It's not as, I don't even know the word to describe
it. I'm surprised she didn't make a pair of shoes out of it. Sorry.
That's okay. I mean, that sounds like a good idea, actually.
Never mind. What? It's a soft meat?
It's softer than chicken. It's like a... But it's not, like, rubbery, you know. It's good. I thought it was really good. If you're ever in New Orleans, ask for some alligator. No? Okay.
No.
All right. Moving right along. Plan your cooking schedule. So, carefully plan and write out a cooking schedule at a timetable. Indicate those dishes that can be made ahead of time, those that have to be unthawed. And try using other things besides the oven, like a crock pot. I wouldn't say a microwave.
Microwave food don't taste all that good, I don't think.
I wouldn't suggest a microwave for Thanksgiving. So if you're microwaving your Thanksgiving dinner, maybe you should be one of those people that jumps from house to house.
Yeah, or you could do like what I do. Like last Thanksgiving, the one before that, what I did is I hopped in my car and drove to IHOP. That's what I did.
Okay, I wouldn't recommend going to IHOP for Thanksgiving. What do they serve, like, Thanksgiving
food? No, I just have regular food. Who cares about turkey? I don't like turkey.
But there's other things besides turkey, like sweet potato pie.
All fattening.
Okay, forget it. Next. Don't limit cooking to... I just said that. All right, find different ways to make pumpkin pie. So,
pumpkin pie? It's disgusting.
Do you like anything?
I used to like sweet potato pie, but it's just fattening. I can't have that anymore. You know, with marshmallows
what
on top.
What the heck? Live your life. What do you eat, Radar?
Diet food. salads, fruit, water, diet tea.
That's all my tips.
So, don't drink and drive. That's a good tip.
That's a good tip. Don't drink and drive. I know you're going to get a little spicy on the eggnog, but make sure you have a designated driver because it's very dangerous and you don't want to be, you know, in a bad situation, end up in the hospital or a grave Thanksgiving.
Unless you voted for Obama. I have a...
Oh, I have a gift for you.
A gift?
I do. You're always starving yourself, and that's not good. And during the holidays, I thought it would be pretty festive to get you this.
What is this?
It's a countdown to Christmas. So every day, you just open up one of the boxes, and you eat the candy out of it. There you go. So instead of... So even though you're, you know...
Folks, 220 calories.
Not per thing, in the whole box.
Yeah, this was a...
It's a piece of chocolate.
Total carbohydrates. 23 grams. I never used to be like this before, but...
So you don't like it?
I like it.
Eat the damn candy.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For fattening
and
me up.
That's good. And now all you have to do is every day you can do your little countdown all by yourself. You don't require any assistance for this. So you don't have to bring anybody over. And just eat a piece of chocolate. And one piece of chocolate won't kill you.
Speaking of which, don't forget about our contest we have going on.
Don't forget about our contest.
I am excited and scared all in one.
Listen, ladies, send the best picture of you because our fans are going to be voting and criticizing because they are critical. So make sure you send the best photos you can for that date with Ray Dog. And what else did the elf say?
The elf said that there's a lot of goodies for you guys. Ladies, come on. I know you want them thongs. Come on, hit it up. They're free. They're hot like hotcakes by December 15th.
Oh, and if you don't remember those email addresses, for the date with Ray Dog, you want to email your picture to dateraydog@raydog.com. And for the special prizes that we're giving out to our viewers, you want to send an email to santashelper@raydog.com.
I think... That's about it. I'm just scared to death. I hope some she-mail don't email.
Is this contest limited to women, or can a man as...
No, they'll get ejected right away.
We're never...
She's getting the bomb for that one.
Our fans might vote for... Fellas, if you want to date Ray Dog, send your pictures and we'll let the fans decide.
Don't you dare. You're getting another vomit.
We're letting the fans decide on this.
Come on, fans. Don't let me down. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.